In the world.
What is?
Wainwright has got some psychiatrist doing a stress evaluation with the printers.
That is the biggest joke in the world. I love it. I'm just not quite clear on the punchline.
What I'm trying to tell you is that Wainwright volunteered to help some doctor who's doing a stress test with the printers. The printers aren't under any stress at all.
Appleton, Bartakamos, I'm going to need your Dimitri cartoon one day early this week. We're trying a new format on the Sunday paper.
Well, you can count on us, sir. And may I compliment you on your selection of the printers for the stress evaluation? They're under a lot of pressure down there. Of course, it doesn't come anywhere near the level of stress we have up here in the nerve center.
He's killing me.
But I guess we've become somewhat experts at managing stress.
Appleton, you've given me an excellent idea.
Well, it's just part of my job, sir. And what idea would that be, sir?
The idea is to forget the printers. I'm going to send the doctor up here to the nerve center to talk with the experts.
What have I done?
I have no idea, but you are on a roll, buddy.
I think I just got everybody in the city room volunteered for a stress test.
That could be fun.
No, it's not going to be fun, Belky. There's going to be some psychiatrist up here trying to find out everything we're thinking.
Well, that might be possible with you, Corson, but I don't think he can do that to me. Most of the time, I don't know what I'm thinking. I mean, sometimes I think I know what I'm thinking, and then I start to try to think about what I'm thinking, and just when I think the thought that I think I'm thinking, the thought is gone. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist.
Oh, the psychiatrist.
Do you see the way your mind wanders? No, hey, no, Balky, no, good. See, that is just what's going to get you into trouble. You have to be very careful what you say to the psychiatrist, okay? Because he's going to take everything you say and twist it and turn it and think that just because your brother Billy was your dad's favorite, that you're bitter and neurotic. Well, it's not true, I tell you. I just never had the chance to show Dad, but I got it.
Cousin, it's okay. It's all right. Now, just don't worry about your brother Billy, and don't worry about me, because when the psychiatrist comes to talk to me, I'm just going to be myself.
Oh, you're just going to be yourself.
Just going to be myself.
You're just going to be yourself.
I'm just going to be myself.
Well, let me tell you something about it. You've got to tell these people exactly what they want to hear. Whatever you do, do not speak Meposian.
Why not?
No, not a word.
It's a noble language.
Not a word of Meposian. No, none of this. Oh, pop, 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 boing, 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 boing. Diggy, 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 diggy. Excuse me.
I don't want to interrupt your chant. I'm Dr. Michael Aldrich. Mr. Wainwright sent me up here.
Oh, Dr. Aldrich, please. No, it's not a chant.
Hello. I'm back in Bartakamos. And this is my cousin Larry Appleton. And, I wouldn't bring up his brother Billy.
I'm just going to ask a few questions. Do some word associations, show you some ink blots, and ask for your interpretations. All right, Larry. What do you see?
Man's relentless quest to return to and liberate the child within, as I have.
butterfly.
And what do you see in this one?
Man in turmoil, struggling to reach the level of inner peace I have.
Bowling ball.
Now we're going to do some word association. I'll say a word, you say the first thing that comes into your head. Boy.
Young, well-adjusted urban warrior with a vision and a desire to help others on his road toward adulthood.
Girl.
Career.
Struggling, clutching, climbing, always trying to reach the next round of the corporate ladder, all while being a loyal soldier to Mr. Wainwright, which I am.
Job.
Now, there's just one more area that I'd like to cover. I understand that even though you're married, your cousin still lives with you. Tell me about that.
That seems a little peculiar. But I had no choice. Because, to be perfectly honest, he's helpless without me.
Because Larry said that he needed help with the rent, but to tell you the truth, he's helpless without me.
Appleton.
Hi, Mr. Wainwright.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright. I just finished talking with Dr. Aldrich, and he's given me some very constructive ideas about changes I could make around here.
Well, you know, I was pretty impressed with him myself.
Dr. Aldrich found you two very interesting. In fact, he's so impressed by you that he wants both of you to do further stress testing at his clinic. Be there tomorrow morning at 9.
Cousin, did you hear that? We get to go down to the clinic for further testing. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sleep a wink tonight. What am I going to wear? What am I going to wear?
Oh, I guess we shouldn't flaunt our good fortune in front of the others.
I knew it. I knew it. Dr. Aldrich found something to make him think that we are unstable, the quack. What did you tell him? Did you tell him about the Dance of Joy?
Tell him about it? I taught it to him. He did this snappy little knee-jerk thing with a little rotation up here. I'm going to have you try it.
Falky, don't you see what's going on here? When Wainwright said he's going to make some changes around here, what he means is that he's going to find out who can't handle stress and fire them. And I'm going to be one of the first ones to go.
This is the clinic. It's even more wonderful than I dreamed. So much formica and simulated wood.
Well, I don't have to work at the paper. I could cut hair. My Uncle Bud had a barber shop, did well. Well, my Uncle Ed sold meat door to door, always made a very nice living.
Cousin, listen, this is not necessary. You're not going to lose your job. And can we please just be adults about this?
Popsicle sticks!
No, Falky, those are not popsicle sticks. Mm-hmm. Those are tongue depressors.
Well, of course they are. Don't be ridiculous. After the popsicle's gone, your tongue gets depressed.
Dr. Mike!
Well, are you ready to get started?
Dr. Mike, before we get started, I just got to hear your duck imitation.
My duck imitation?
Yeah, Cousin Larry says you're a big quack.
He's a little nervous about the test.
Oh, look, Cousin. Chest watches.
What these devices will do is measure the amount of stress that your body is feeling.
Please be seated.
We're just going to ask you to perform a few simple tasks. There's no right or wrong way to do them, no passing or failing. Just do your best.
No passing or failing. We are going to be graded on everything we do.
Oh, come on, Cousin. Dr. Mike left the room. We can do anything we want in this palace of fun. I'm so excited.
Falky,
we cannot do anything we want, Dr. Mike is going to be watching us from behind the mirror.
Get out of the city. There's no room behind that mirror. It's just right up against the wall.
No, Valky, there is another room on the other side of the mirror. He can see us, but we can't see him.
Really?
Yes.
And stretch!
He is watching us from over there. He is going to be evaluating everything we do. You know, and without even knowing it, we could be revealing our deepest, innermost thoughts. Will you stop?
Calm down. Remember your think and grow calm tapes?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, now, just remember, you take a deep breath.
No.
And repeat after me. I am a Halloween. I am a Halloween.
No. It's not I am a Halloween. It's I am a hollow reed.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But if it works for you, go with it.
But I am a hollow reed. I am a hollow reed. Trouble blows through me like the wind.
All right. We're going to begin with a simple task. Please be seated.
Oh, you know, I decided I like this seat because it's over there.
Assemble the puzzle of the United States on the table. You have 1 minute. Begin.
All right, Valky. You start with the East Coast, work your way this way. I'll start with the West Coast and work my way that way.
No, I don't want to have a plan.
Just start on the East Coast and work your way this way.
I want to be here with the farms where people have nice braids.
All right, Valky, I'll start on the West Coast, work my way, and you start in the middle and work your way out.
Come on, look.
Valky, if we don't do this, I'm going to lose my job.
For goodness sake, let's make a game out of it.
Valky, we have wasted 15 seconds. We've only got 45 seconds left.
Look, the only way to accomplish a difficult task is to make it fun, okay?
California, where is California?
California, here I come. Back where I started from.
Start in the middle of the country.
There's a yellow rose that actually you're gonna see.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my Kentucky
home. Oh, come from Alabama with banjo in my name.
I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to say.
Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Carry me back to old Virginia.
We just need New York. Where's New York?
Where is New York?
Find New York. I'll do the rest. Where just find New York. Find New York. Go on.
If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere.
It's up to you. New York. New York.
This vagabond shoes I'm living today. I want to be a part of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
You did very well. Are you ready for step two?
Oh, you bet we are.
Raise the temperature in the lab to 100 degrees. I love this part. There is a stack of assorted colored papers in front of you. Separate them according to color and count them. You have 2 minutes.
All right, Docky, this will go faster if we each take half and then add them up at the end.
Okay, could I have that pile? Because I've always loved...
Begin!
One, two, sweep the hut. 3, 4, milk the goat. 5, 6, tend the flock. 7, 8, run next door and see if Stavros has any extra lard. 9...
Docky, will you stop that? It doesn't even rhyme.
Well, it does in the Nipposian.
Now I have to start all over again. Boy, it's getting hot in here.
1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
What is your phone number?
6-5-5-5-9-8-7-6.
5-4-3-2-1-0. Will you shut up?
Cousin, look. Just remember, deep breath. I'm a hollow reed, and wind blows through me with no trouble.
Trouble blows through me like the wind.
Wind blows through me.
One, two.
Larry, what is your wife's occupation?
Five. Flight attendant.
Six. Seven.
Does it bother you that your wife spends a lot of time away from home with good-looking pilots?
12. 13. 14. 15. No!
17. 18. I am a hollow reed.
19. I am a hollow reed. 20. I am a hollow reed. I am a hollow reed. Oh, who's kidding? Who? I'm not a hollow reed. How can I be a hollow reed when my wife's off sharing peanuts with some square-jawed jet jockey?
Halloween doesn't work. You try. I'm a Halloween.
No, I'm a Halloween.
Halloween.
I am a Halloween. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, let's get these things counted and get out of this oven.
Okay.
And don't let him distract you.
All right.
Balky.
Uh-huh.
I understand your girlfriend lives in the same house with you.
Yes, that's right. She lives right across the hall.
Are you feeling a lot of pressure to get married?
To who?
Balky, we gotta do something about the heat in here. Just turn on the fan.
No, Cousin, I don't think that's...
Turn on the fan.
Cousin, listen to me.
Turn on the fan!
I can't move it, Cousin.
You have 20 seconds.
Help me pick up the papers or I'm going to lose my job.
Hey, Cousin, listen, you know what? Don't think about that. Don't worry about it. Nothing is that important. Cousin, it's just... Cousin, it's... Oh, if you lose your job, you get another job.
Balky.
Yeah?
Did your cousin Larry tell you that he's going to Disneyland this summer and he's not taking you?
How could you do that to me? You know that going to the Magic Kingdom is my lifelong dream.
Balky, I didn't say that. He's lying.
Doctors don't lie. And anyway, lying about Disneyland is illegal.
I'm telling you, I didn't say that. Don't you see what he's trying to do? He's trying to pit us against each other so it'll raise our stretch level.
And you thought you just got to Disneyland and unwind!
Disneyland!
Time's up!
Okay, we didn't finish the test! We're gonna lose our job!
You know, one of us is going to Disneyland!
Yes, I am! Yes, thank you, Alice.
That was Wainwright's secretary,
Alice.
He's on his way down here. We may as well clean out our desks now.
Cousin, I'm so sorry that I let you down. I... When Dr. Aldrich said that you were going to Disneyland without me, I just completely lost it. And it wasn't very nice of Dr. Aldrich to lie to me.
He really got your goat.
Oh, no. He's got Binky?
No, he doesn't have Binky. It's an expression.
He's got Binky is an expression? What does that mean?
Appleton, Bartakamas. I've just been on the phone with Dr. Aldrich.
Well, I'm surprised you both fit.
Mr. Wainwright, I can explain everything about the stress test.
There's nothing to explain. Dr. Aldrich thinks I'm brilliant because I teamed you two together. He thinks your obsessiveness offsets Bartakamas' lack of concentration, and his level of composure offsets your level of neurosis.
But sir, we failed the stress test. We crumbled.
That's the point of the test, Appleton. Everyone crumbles. You two did fairly well until you started fighting with each other. Then you crumbled in a big way. I saw the tape. It was quite amusing. As a matter of fact, my wife and I are having people over tonight to view it again. My favorite part is... I am a Halloween. I am a Halloween.
Well, cousin, you see, you worried for nothing. We still got our jobs, and we're bringing big laughs to Mr. and Mrs. Wainwright's parties, and we learned a valuable lesson, that we make a great team till we start to fight. So let's just see to it that we don't have any more fights, okay?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that I am the one who starts the fights?
Well, I'm not saying that, no, although you are the one that has always started them. I mean, for 6 years anyway, you have been the one that starts. But that is water under the fridge. No, it's not important.
What do you mean for 6 years? I've been the one who has started the fights.
Well, you're the one that comes 2 inches from my ear and says, "What are you out of your mind?"
Well, I am not the one with the attention span of a flea.
Well, I am not the one that comes up behind you and does this when you want me to shut up.
Well, I am not the one who's always saying, "Oh, go on with you."
Yeah, but you do this.
Ow! No, you do this.
Ow! Actually,
well,
we
I guess we both do this.